Hello, guys. What's going on? If you follow me on Instagram, I announced that I was taking a mini break from recording podcast episodes. And I really honestly thought it would last way longer than 2 weeks. Maybe it's been three. I think it's been 2 weeks. But when I was walking back from the dentist's office today, I just felt so inspired. I'm like, wow, I've learned so much about myself in the past, honestly, like 6 to 12 months in my life, but mostly in the last, I would say, 6 months, honestly. Like, so many lessons and so many things that I didn't really focus on and talk about during the first season of the podcast because, you know, they were just lessons that I was learning and I was just bringing you along with where I was at and confident with talking about at the moment, right? So I just feel like this next chapter, this next journey on the podcast is going to be different. Very different. I'm not exactly sure how just yet, but I just feel like you're going to be able to feel an energetic shift coming from me because I have just changed so much as a person and I learned so many valuable things from hardship and, you know, just going through a lot of ego deaths this year and kind of like aspects of myself where I actually had to call myself out and I had to be honest about where I was leading with ego and where I was afraid to be seen and where I wasn't really holding my power and staying in my power. A lot of, you know, worth being tied to specific things in my life and developing this uncircumstantial energy when it comes to how solid of a human I am and how trustworthy I am, or how trusting and certain and capable of staying in unwavering faith I was when it comes to building my life and trusting in the manifestation process and just looking at this whole entire thing as one big game. It's been amazing. I've had so many new codes download. I've had so many breakthroughs, realizations, like I said, ego deaths, certain things I'm still working on, but just kind of seeing life in a whole different way. And I think a lot of the times when we go through a spiritual awakening or we get into this kind of work and our consciousness expands in terms of what's possible for us and in terms of seeing things in a different way, everything is just so great and so airy and so like, yes, it's all working out for me. I love this. This hyper-colored reality of like, oh my God, perfection. Life is great. Positivity. The universe has my back, right? And then a lot of the times when we are actually manifesting certain levels in our life, certain outcomes in our life, we have intentions to do big things. Sometimes, not all the time, there are things in our life that are going to crumble into pieces. And when those things crumble, whether it's a personality trait that has kept you safe, quote unquote, safe all your life, or relationship, or something that you were working on that maybe didn't work out, or, you know, like you didn't grow it to the fullest potential that you wanted to grow it or have it expand in the way that you wanted it to expand, we think of it as the end of the world because we're like, oh my God, this thing is not working and things are falling away from my life and, you know, things are hard or whatever. And that's the thing. It doesn't have to look like that, but we have to understand and we have to use discernment when it comes to like, is my life actually shit and falling apart, or is this all part of the plan? I said I wanted that thing. I claimed my intention for wanting to create this thing. And I am aware that if I want to create this thing, I must act in alignment with that person who already has that thing and who is living that life, right? And sometimes your current reality is not in alignment with where you're going. So what happens? It needs to fall apart. And in that falling apart, or in that awakening to certain aspects of yourself internally that you may not have been aware of, because they were blind spots, you're going to have to face destruction, the crumbling. It's like, oh my God, this is supposed to feel good. I thought creating a relationship with the universe, manifestation, spirit, just like myself in general, was supposed to take me down this path of life just feels amazing at all times and I'm super protected and guided. And don't get me wrong, I felt like that for so long. But then as I decided I wanted to continue up leveling my life and really just like just enter my purpose and where I belong, and there's just certain aspects of me that just couldn't come along with me through the journey into my next level. So having to release them and really face and do the shadow work and be honest with myself and allow those parts of myself that have kept me comfortable all this time, hard. It felt hard and it felt like everything was falling apart in so many different areas. And it was just this whole big thing. And I think I just want to talk about that because sometimes people enter this journey and everything is all perfect and you really can't imagine anything going wrong at all. Of course, not everything is perfect, but you're feeling great. You're feeling on top of the world. You're not really challenged. And most times that's because you're just getting into this kind of stuff. So you're learning about it. You're consuming it. You're not actually applying it just yet. Like I said, in certain cases. So everything just feels fun because you're learning this new way of living. But once you really get down to business and you apply the principles, like I said, sometimes there are just things that are going to feel a little more heavy than other parts of your journey. And it's just about how you hold yourself through that and being the type of person that can really hold the hard feelings and the hard emotions and still move through it and still trust that it's literally happening for your higher good to take you closer to where you're going to be. You're literally skipping timelines when you do this. And I think a big part of this is just learning how to hold yourself in those moments. And if you found yourself on this podcast and you feel like it's resonating, you know, there are some of you guys who are just not necessarily going through that right now, that you might not really resonate with this, or maybe you've gone through this in the past or whatever, and that's okay. Like, you'll still get something out of the episode, but there are going to be people who are listening to this and are thinking, oh my goodness, this is me right now. This is exactly what I'm going through, and maybe I feel like everything is falling apart. And maybe I feel like it's not working out for me. And maybe I feel like the universe hates me. And, you know, all of this was all bullshit. And I knew it wasn't going to work out for me. Maybe that's where you're at right now. And you're finding yourself listening to this podcast. And I would hope that you're feeling, oh my God, this found me at the right time. Like, this is exactly what I needed. Maybe you had set an intention for clarity on what to do, or, you know, you just felt alone in this, and now you're listening to this podcast and you're like, oh my God, I feel seen, I feel heard, this is exactly where I'm at right now. And if that is you, do me a favor and send me a message on Instagram. It's always linked in the show notes. Send me a message on Instagram. Let me know that you're listening to this episode and something in this episode resonated with you, because that would make me super, super happy and just like super excited to continue talking about, you know, what I'm talking about right now, and to continue supporting the people who are going through that, and also continuing to support people who are on their spiritual mindset and just like journey to really understanding their subconscious patterns, subconscious beliefs that are literally just running the entire show when it comes to their reality. And it's really, really simple when you think about it. Our beliefs determine our reality, point blank. And a lot of the times those beliefs are going to catch us off guard when we actually sit down and do the shadow work and do the subconscious reprogramming work that are going to reveal those patterns to us. We're not even realizing that we're holding those beliefs in the first place. This work gets deep, and I think it's actually essential when you are a human that really just wants to uplevel and manifest what you want to manifest in life. If you have intentions, if you're a high achiever, if you're not really here to settle for an average ass life, an average boring life, if you are just not about that, and then you see people who are in that position and you're like, I'm literally going to throw up, if I end up that way when I'm 40 or 50 or 60 or 70. You know, life is going, life is moving, you know, it's inevitable. The time is going to, you know, pass, and you're going to find yourself in a place where a lot of the times people realize at a late age. And I was talking about this with my hygienist today, my dental hygienist. She was like, I don't want to say close, because that's just fucking weird. I see her like every 6 months, but when I'm in her presence, I seriously feel like we're really close friends. And when I walked into the office today, it's been, I think, like 7 months. I think I was a month behind this time for my cleaning, but I went in and I'm like, oh my God. She's like, how are you? How's life? And I'm like, oh my God, this year has been insane. I've learned so much. There's so many aspects of myself that I had to just be honest with and really bring them to the surface so I can start working on them and like reprogramming beliefs that I had about myself. And I went in, and obviously that's a risky thing, because if you say that to anybody, you're going to receive really weird responses back, or like really maybe a negative response, or maybe no response at all, because they just don't know what the hell you're talking about. But I took the chance because I just felt a connection with her. I was like, I think she'll understand. And plus, I'm not here to have some fucking surface level ass conversations. Like, I'm just going to be honest. And if she's willing to receive it, she's going to receive it. If she's not willing to receive it, then she's not fucking willing to receive it. And it's fine. So I said it, and she like totally was on board. And she's like, you know, you are so young. You're in your 20s. And I'm so proud of you for being that type of person who actually is aware of these things and who's actually like looking at themselves internally and noticing things and changing things and, you know, really paying attention to like where these things are created and what the truth is. You know, obviously I'm not quoting her exactly, I'm using my language, but that's basically what she was trying to say. And she said there are a lot of people who end up doing that when they're like 50. They have this like weird feeling in life and they just don't know exactly what it is. Something doesn't feel right. Something feels unfulfilling. Something feels heavy. Something feels dark. Something feels fucking miserable in their life. They don't know what it is. And it's basically all the trauma that they have suppressed throughout their entire life, basically. Not like, basically what we do here, what I do is I look at my patterns, I look at my beliefs, I'm doing the inner work. I know that my external reality is a reflection of my internal reality, so I'm doing that. But what she's saying is that there's so, and I know this for myself as well, but I just love that, you know, she brought it up in conversation and really was open-minded enough to understand that and share that with me and conscious enough, you know. But basically what she was saying is people don't do that until later in life. And in many cases, a lot of people I know really never get to that point. They just find themselves extremely unhappy and unfulfilled in their life when they're older, and they still don't know why. But there are a lot of people who do figure it out. And she's saying, her being one of them, she is, I think, 42, she said, and she's starting to learn about that stuff now. And it's because of an article that she read about this exact topic, where so many adults are waking up, and you know, that I think that's where they call it the crisis, and they're like, what the fuck, you know, what am I doing with my life, like why am I here, why do I feel this, oh my God, all the trauma is coming up, all the suppressed feelings, all the uncomfortable emotions that I kept pushing down over and over again, and they're all wanting to just spill out and just like purge. And then it's like, it's not too late. I would never say that it's too late. Oh my God, I can only imagine like some of the 40 and over people, 40 year old and older people that I know, if they were to really sit down and do this work and really work on their beliefs, I mean, they can definitely make amazing changes. But in that book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, I think he does mention that by the age 30, it does get harder, but it's still possible. But what I'm trying to say is that if you're listening to this, if you're in my world and you're really just about this life, and maybe you are a listener of the podcast, but you're not doing much of this inner work just yet. Maybe you have some doubts even about the work or what you're capable of, and you just don't know where to start, or you're like, I just want to listen and consume and listen to people who live this life, but I just don't really know how to apply it. Well, this goes for you too, because you are being exposed to this energy and to this way of life, the possibility of this way of life, of just being a solid human in your routines and holding a really high standard for the life that you want to live, and doing that from an internal lens. And understanding where your ego comes to play and understanding subconscious beliefs and how the subconscious mind works. Realizing that you create what you desire to be true about any area of your life. And this kind of brings me to something that somebody mentioned to me the other day. They mentioned that they were really struggling with kind of like getting their business off the ground. Not off the ground, because I wouldn't say that it's off the ground, because this person has, I would say, really strong personal brand and presence on social media. It's just that this person's feeling like growth is slow, right? And they're focusing on school. So they have two different things going on in their life, right? And they're feeling the pressure because you're in the beginning stages of a business. So you're really trying to build yourself up. You're trying to get your first few clients. You're trying to build authority, whatever, right? And at the same time, at the same exact time, simultaneously, you are trying to keep the belief strong. The belief that you are capable of building it up and that it will happen. And that it will be something that compounds over time and grows. And the clients are coming. The success is coming. What you're working on and what you want to create is on its way. And I think that was the topic. It's like believing in building your business, right? Believing in the business in general when you have so much going on. Or believing in your business in general. Like, okay, is this even going to work? Is this worth it? Like, am I even making progress towards anything? Why isn't anything happening? Why isn't anything working right now? And this is where I say that when it comes to your belief systems and taking a look at them, that's so important, because like, what are you believing when it comes to this, right? What is your deep internal belief? Are you believing that just because you're in school or just because you have a full-time job, you're absolutely not capable of building the business? This might not be everyone's belief. I'm just saying this is a possibility where it's like, where am I making this hard? Where am I telling myself that I can have only one of these things? I can either do really well at school, or I can have a really thriving business, or dedicate all my time to just building my business. When I say all my time, I mean all my time. Like, a lot of people believe that they have to spend every single hour, every single minute of the day working on their business in order to actually see the success that they want to see. And that's just a belief, right? So where are we believing? And I love this idea of believing you get to have it all, not this or that. It's this and that. I get to have this. I get to do really well in school. I get to work a job to provide income for myself while I build something. I get to do both, and I get to do really well at both. So what internally is telling you that you're not capable of doing? And one thing I also want to say is that the time in between where you're at now and the manifestation, which in this case is the successful business, the business that has, you know, X amount of clients and X amount of satisfaction within it. So where you're at now, right, you're holding that intention to create that, the space in between now and actually getting that thing. The most important part of this entire manifestation process is that space in between and how you're holding yourself within, how you continue to hold the energy of what you are doing. And that takes an immense amount of intention every single day. How am I going to show up in a way that allows me to stay in congruence with who I am becoming, which is like basically like different mindsets, right? Like creating happiness, satisfaction, and joy in the space between, and knowing with certainty that it is on its way, and that every single thing that you're doing every day, everything you know to do and everything you feel called to do by intuition, led by inspired guidance, it's compounding. We don't see it in our reality. It's not concrete yet, but it's coming. It's coming. And its arrival, its manifestation, is contingent on how you hold yourself in the in-between moments. And that might mean sometimes catching yourself slipping, catching yourself like, oh, this sucks. Like, I'm never going to get there. It's never going to work out. You know, nobody cares. Nobody's signing up to my offers. And like catching yourself in that victimhood mode, and just like just gently bringing yourself out of that and continuously doing that over and over and over and over again. And priding yourself on being the human being that does that over and over and over again and dedicates herself to that while everyone around her is not doing that. That's what's going to get you there. That's what puts you on that timeline. So there's two things there. It's the space in between and the circumstantial energy that you want to pay attention to. How good is this? I feel like this is just such a fucking important topic to talk about. And I'm so thankful that I set up my mic, supposed to be taking a break, but there's no supposed to in my world, to be honest. It's like, if I feel like doing something, I'll do it. You know, if I get an intuitive hit to do something, I'm gonna do it, because I know what my intention is right now for the month. And I know that any nudges, any hints of inspiration, all of those things are going to be drawn into my field because of my intention. So anything that supports my intention is going to be planted in my heart and my soul. So today it was really like, record a podcast, man. Share with them what's up. Share with them what you're learning and what you've learned, and just really bring forth that wisdom that you have, that deeper level of wisdom. Because I feel like these episodes, the last 80 episodes, they're really good content. I'm so proud of that. Guys, by the way, we're celebrating a year. I forgot to say that. It's been a fucking year since I started the podcast. How incredible. August 8th, 2022, last year is when I started it. And that's just great. But I feel like now that I'm looking back, I wasn't necessarily going as deep as I could have, and not using like just how I really see the world and my language and my beliefs. I feel like I was watering them down just a little bit, because I just wasn't sure, oh, are they ready for this? Are they going to understand that? Am I going to lose them here? Are they going to think this is too much? I'm not playing in that field anymore. I'm owning who I am. I'm owning my power and how I fucking see the world, the paradigms that I see the world through, what I believe in. I'm not pushing it on anybody. I'm just sharing with you how I do things and the way I see life and everything that I've learned along the way. I'm sharing that with you as a way to inspire you. To inspire you to find your own beliefs and your own paradigms for how you want the world to work for you. And to be honest about the tough times that you might come across when you're doing this work, so you can feel seen, heard, validated, but also motivated to keep going, because this is the most important work that anybody could ever do. And I think in the process of it, there needs to be a high level of support, whether that's a one-on-one conversation with someone who gets it, or listening to a podcast, a training, being part of a group. My course, Manifest Her, goes so deep into all of this stuff, and it's not open for enrollment right now. Enrollment closed a while ago. We're having our last call this week. But that program, now that it's at the end, I recorded it live, the potency in that. It's like really showing like my beliefs and who I am and how I really see the world and how what I've done in my everyday world to create the life that I live right now, and being honest and open about spirituality and the manifestation process. It's a great fucking course. There's so many gems in there. I cannot wait to launch it again. It needs to get into the hands of more people for sure. I was underwhelmed at the turnout of this launch for this course, but I'm like, people who join this in future rounds are going to get so much out of listening to me speak and share the wisdom and go into this deep transmission where things are just flowing out of me. I'm just sharing it all with you. I'm sharing it all with you. It's a manifestation course, but it's so much deeper than that. And I love that. I love that. And I'm so proud of that course. I'm so proud of myself in so many different ways. I'm so proud of this podcast. I'm just so proud of everything that I've been through, so I can share it with you guys and you guys can grow with me. And I know how important that is to have someone that is leading you through your growth journey. I think it's so fucking important. I cannot stress that enough, honestly. Yeah, I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. I have a feeling that you did, as I always do. And I just want to share this with you. If you are a content creator, if you're a podcast host, if you do any type of training or have a group courses or whatever you're doing in your business right now, you definitely will benefit. And I'm not forcing this belief on anyone, but it's like kind of like the why not believe that, right? Because it's really going to help you show up. I believe that everybody that listens to my podcast, or there's like this big audience that listens to my podcast, they are waiting for me to show up. They're literally waiting, like, when is Jada gonna post a new episode? Like, when is she gonna show up again? Oh my God, I'm so excited to listen to what she has to say. She makes me feel so seen. She gives me context for how I wanna live my life. I listen to her when I get ready, when I shower, right? And that's just owning your personal power and really just creating beliefs that support you, right? That belief is gonna help me show up. If I believe that no one gives a fuck and that no one's gonna listen to me and that no one's gonna be inspired by me, of course I'm not gonna want to show up. And that's different. Like, wanting to show up, like, not feeling like it is another situation where it's like, I don't feel like getting my mic out and plugging it in. Like, that's some bullshit. And I deal with that a lot. It's like, oh my God, I have to, like, open the app. And I have to plug in my thing and I have to quit the app because it never works at first. That is different. But I'm talking about, like, genuinely wanting to do this work and knowing the impact and receiving that satisfaction that I get from putting episodes out there and hearing people's feedback and stuff like that. That is my beliefs, my core beliefs, that people want to hear me. That supports that so much. There's nothing like that feeling. And in order for me to keep doing that and to keep my excitement up, I just affirm that all the time. And I know it's true. Maybe not for everyone. I'm sure there's some people that fucking hate this podcast. Whatever. That's life, right? There are going to be people who love you and who get it, and there are going to be people who are triggered by what you say, who don't agree with what you say, who maybe are triggered by what you say right now, but in the future they'll end up coming around. I mean, I know that there are some people that I follow on Instagram that, like, part of me wants to unfollow them because I'm a little triggered by what they talk about, but at the same time I'm, like, still intrigued. And I'm like, okay, what inside of me needs to kind of, like, be brought out so I can really understand, like, what about this is triggering me? Because everyone feels like that about somebody at some point in their life. And there are people that you just really don't want to follow, right? And there are some people that call out your blind spots, that call out things in you that you may feel uncomfortable with, things that you don't want to own, things you don't want to work on just yet. So it feels easier to kind of, like, maybe mute them or not listen to them. But there's also a big community of people who are listening to this right now, and they're sad that there's only one more minute left. That's the energy that I want you to adopt if you are a content creator. They're waiting for you to show up. They're so excited about it. And affirm that every single day. Affirm that. Make that your intention. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for being a part of this 1 year of podcasting. Thank you so much. You're my family. I love you, and I love sharing my life with you. I love just, like, sitting here and chatting with my people. Oh, by the way, I know my last episode I talked about canceling the wedding. Wedding is back on. We are downsizing it significantly, and we're still having it in Tulum, but yeah, significantly downsized. But it's happening, and I'm really, really happy, and I know that it's just meant to be. I really did pray and ask for signs and stuff like that when it comes to, like, making the right next moves, and I received my signs in every aspect of the decision making process. So we're trusting it, we're doing it, it's all working out, and I'm really excited. And I had to update you guys, because that would be so awkward if you guys just, like, didn't know that update after I gave you the last update. But I love you. If you love this episode or just this podcast in general, as a happy 1 year anniversary gift, can you do me a favor and post it on your story and give me a tag? Let me know you're listening. And then also DM me and let me know that you're feeling it. Send some love. That really activates me and excites me to continue creating. And then leave a rating if you can. I love you guys so, 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 so much. There's going to be a lot of guest speakers coming on in the next few weeks, and I'm just so excited to share that with you guys. Talk to you soon.